Good afternoon from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Key. Thanks for checking in. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Former Senator John Edwards has officially announced that he's dropping out of the presidential race. Edwards finished in third place in three Democratic primaries or caucuses, and he decided to call it quits where his campaign started more than a year ago in New Orleans. It's possible the GOP field is also about to narrow. A pair of Republican sources tell CNN that Rudy Giuliani plans to drop out of the race and throw his support behind Senator John McCain. Giuliani finished well behind McCain and Mitt Romney in the Florida primary last night. We're also watching the extreme weather across the country. In Washington State, crews finally cleared the snow that was left on Interstate 90 following several avalanches this week. A series of severe thunderstorms pounded Kentucky. This is damage in Louisville. Heavy winds blew out windows, down signs, and power lines, leaving thousands of people in the dark. And the Middle East has also been hit by a rare winter snowstorm and unusually chilly temperatures. In Israel, bad weather shut down schools and businesses and public transportation, but it didn't necessarily keep people inside. They usually only see one or two snowstorms a year, but the snow rarely sticks. Forecasters say up to 8 inches of snow fell in Jerusalem. It's the same story across other parts of the Mideast, and most cities aren't prepared to handle that kind of weather. Let's talk football for a second. The NFL predicts the New England Patriots' pursuit of history is going to make history in the ratings. Sports analysts say Sunday's Super Bowl telecast could be the most watched. The Patriots are shooting to become the first NFL team to finish undefeated since the 1972 Dolphins. The New York Giants are, of course, hoping to thwart those plans. Be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. Of course, we're going to have your updates right here throughout the day.